saw some posts on Facebook that people right here in the Triad said their cars were ruined, engines were ruined, after they got gas at one particular gas station in the Triad.
And has this been confirmed that's ruined cars?
Well, we do have someone on the phone that's going to share her story. It was, we'll say allegedly.
Okay, allegedly.
But it was BP on Fleming, and what I have learned from it is it wasn't BP's fault. It was the person that brought the gas, another company.
Okay.
Pope or something like that. We'll get it from this listener in just 1 second. But got bad gas, and now their engine's been ruined.
When you say bad gas, it was like something was wrong with it, or was the wrong type?
Not sure. I've heard both bad gas or diesel. They're still doing tests on the gas.
Oh, man. And that will ruin your engine or ruin your car completely.
Well, the only thing is, like, usually diesel, like, you can't fit it in your...
No, but it's putting...
In the wrong thing.
Well, we'll let Jesse. Okay. We do have Jesse from Greensboro. I know what she wrote, but I want her to tell her side of the story. All right, Jesse, welcome to the show.
Thank you
for joining us.
Hey.
All right, so what happened?
Okay, so I filled up my car with what I thought was premium gas. This was last Saturday. I drove to Winston for dinner, and then after dinner, I went to my car and turned it on, and it started for a brief second, and then the whole car started shaking and smoke coming out of the exhaust, and then it just shut off and wouldn't start back up. So I had to get my car towed to the car shop, and they did have to drain it out completely. And allegedly, they are saying that diesel fuel was accidentally put into the premium gas tanks.
Ooh.
But I do know that BP is still investigating, and they're testing to see what exactly was wrong with it, if it was diesel or if it was a combination of other stuff.
And so when you, I take it you contacted BP, and they said they confirmed that it had happened to other people?
Oh, yes. There's a whole list of cars up there that had the same issue. Their car wouldn't turn on. But Pope and Mount Olive, they've been great to work with. They're completely reimbursing people. You just call the guy there, and he's paying for everything, you know, your tow, rental car, all of that.
Did it ruin the car, though? Like, is it a permanent ruin or it can be fixed?
Some cars have been. I guess it just depends. My car, thankfully, didn't hurt the engine, but I did have certain parts that had to have been replaced, like my spark plugs, my fuel filter, other stuff like that. It's still at the shop now, so I'm not sure on the other specifics, but it didn't kill my engine, thank goodness.
Well,
but
I've heard
that other cars that did that.
The fact that you have to be without your car for a week, I am glad to hear, though, that they are taking responsibility or at least investigating.
Oh, yeah, they've been great to work with.
Have they offered any type of, like, hey, we'll get your rental car so you have something?
Yes, they are paying for my rental car. I've had the rental car now since that happened, and they are paying for it completely.
And I don't know how you avoid that situation, because somebody was saying, oh, well, can't you smell the difference if it's diesel? Who's paying attention when you're getting gas? It's one reason I don't do premium gas. It's just too risky.
You're right.
And I'm very
expensive and very
cheap.
Yeah, usually if you're going to the gas, it's for people like my wife and Hugs that when they use the gas tank and they choose the wrong handle and like it's diesel, it won't fit in.
Which is a good thing because, you know, if you're halfway paying attention.
Well, you know what kind of throws me off sometimes? I think that it is when I go to BP that their handles are green. And I'm so trained in my mind to think that diesel is green. And so that when I pick up the BP handles, I'm like, wait a minute. Is this? But it does, because you're so trained to think, nope, the green is a different one. So, yeah, I'm glad that they're taking responsibility. I'm glad that it's getting fixed. It's a crapshoot. How are you supposed to know?
Well, yeah. So Pope is
especially women. How are they going to know the smell of gas?
Mister, I couldn't get out of my own damn driveway this morning.
I couldn't, Katie. I'm
from Rhode Island.
I'm from Rhode Island. I know how to drive in the storm.
That's what he's always said in the past. I'm from Rhode Island.
I'm
the roads are fine.
But morons here doesn't. My car's not from Rhode Island, so that doesn't mean anything. It's a rear-wheel drive car. I drove through massive amounts of snow to Myrtle Beach, to back. It was one of the worst driving ever No problem. I have my wife's car. No problem. But when you have a rear-wheel drive and there's 8 inches of snow in your driveway that's all ice, I don't care what part of the country you're from.
It's interesting.
You can't get out.
Weird, I got down though. My driveway.
But I guarantee
weird.
This.
I got mine.
I guarantee this. I did get out of it cleverly, and you guys would have been stuck there still.
Oh, really?
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, mm-hmm. Really? Oh.
Remember that time, Jared, that you and I used dog food to lay down as traction in the back of my Mazda?
Yeah, yeah. To get through a snowstorm one time.
If the dog food worked, then it couldn't have been stuck that bad.
It was bad.
It was very bad.
It was bad.
Well, Jessie from Greensboro, she went to a BP on Fleming. They've taken responsibility, at least acknowledging, there's a problem with the gas. They fixed it since then. The premium gas, they think it was diesel, but it might have been a mixture of some bad gases. And so Pope is the company that, I guess, puts the gas in the tanks.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you drive a BMW, is that right?
Yes.
Dang.
Wow. X3 BMW.
Dang.
Wow.
I'm glad they could fix it.
Well, Jessie, thanks for making us aware, and I'm glad that Pope is apparently taking responsibility. I guess I don't know how you prevent it from happening. You know?
I don't know.
We appreciate it.
Yeah. No problem.
All right. Thank you. Oh, that would be a nightmare. And what if you didn't know? What if you didn't know this would happen? You just think your engine died.
That's
I think when
how
you bring it
be.
To the mechanic, they probably can tell something's up.
Something's up
with the fuel system.
All right. Kisser Matt read my mind. We do have our official attorney, Lisa Lanier, on. Good morning, Lisa.
Hey, good morning.
So it sounds like this company is doing the right thing, but how do you go about that? You'd have to prove it, I guess?
Yeah, so this happens from time to time. Different oil and gas companies have had different problems with contamination of gas, and sometimes it has to do with residue of the processing and polymers that end up in the gas that can harm the engine. And usually what happens is that these companies they're pretty good about stepping up, taking responsibility. It's actually a lot of times it's the supplier, as you mentioned with the caller, that will end up and take responsibility for it. But the problem is it's a big hassle, right? And you do have to prove that you bought the contaminated gas. And who keeps a gas receipt? You know, a lot of people don't keep that. They throw them in the trash or hit no, I don't want a receipt, at the pump. So first of all, you need to be able to prove that you bought the contaminated gas. And so it's really smart for people to actually hang on to that receipt, at least stick it in your pocket or your wallet, your purse or something for a little while. And, you know, that way you have it. The other thing is it's questionable whether or not these companies will step up and supply you with a rental car. Sometimes they will, sometimes they won't. They should, but they don't always. And so if your car's in the shop for an extended period of time, then, you know, it can be a real hassle. The other thing is if they don't step up, some people try to look to their own auto insurance coverage, which typically will not apply. They won't, you know, they won't pay for anything mechanical usually, except under your comprehensive. There are some situations where you can look, if you carry comprehensive, you can look to that coverage. That's the coverage that usually covers things like flooding and vandalism and that sort of thing. Sometimes they will step up and pay if you can't get the oil or gas company to pay.
All right. And if they don't pay and the insurance doesn't pay, I guess you can sue?
You can, yeah, but then, you know, like you guys said, like Katie said, you got to prove that you bought the contaminated gas, and it's a pretty expensive proposition to sue a gas or oil company in a situation like this, and your ultimate recovery is probably not going to be that great. You know, the cost of the repair, it's probably going to be far outpaced by your legal fees.
Oh,
I see. If you're paying hundreds of dollars an hour to an attorney, and then you've got, you know what, a few thousand dollars at most in terms of your engine repair.
I wonder
how often this kind of thing happens. You know, we don't hear about it very often.
No, you don't. And and I looked in the, you know, Fox 8 or somebody locally had covered it, and they haven't yet, or I didn't find it. Mm-hmm. And it apparently happened to a bunch of people in the triad, and their cars were ruined. And so it probably happens more than we think. But I did see stories in other cities where, we've got bad gas and it ruined our cars and all that stuff. All right, official attorney of Jared and Katie in the Morning, Lisa Lanier. If you're ever injured on the job, contact her right away, 1-888-CONSULT, or simply go to 107.5KZL.com.